the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد. O Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد, and if I have been cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of witnessing people, ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد, and if there were all eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace. وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell, and if a barrier was put between me and the blessed pious people, even then I would not cease to have hope. مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكِ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ, and it would not stop me from expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, it would not take away your love from my heart. أَنَا لَا أَنْسَ أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي, I have not forgotten your bounties. وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا, I have not forgotten that your protection was with me in this world. We said earlier that this part of supplication is explicitly talking about how to strike a balance between fear and hope. These two, and striking between them, are seen as requisites of faith.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua. Prior to this, we discussed what different etiquettes Imam alayhi salam has observed in this part of the supplication. Now let us move on to talk about the expression of the state of fear and hope in Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's words. Brothers and sisters, the prayer of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is a perfect expression of the needed state of fear and hope. Naturally, when we comprehend the greatness of Allah, we will feel abjectness and express humility before Him. I mean, one who truly comprehends the greatness of Allah cannot remain fearless of Him. The holy saints and the awliya were so fearful that sometimes their faces would turn pale. At times, their trembling would be beyond description. Could we faithfully describe Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad, and the other infallible Imams alayhi salam without considering their states of fear? Of course not. So this is how we should recognize Allah and how we should fear Him. On the other hand though, while having such fear, the true mu'min, the faithful, must be as hopeful of God's mercy as if he has not committed any sin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said one of the admonitions of Luqman, the wise, to his son is this: خَفِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ خِيفَةً لَوْ جِئْتَهُ بِبِرِّ الثَّقَلَيْنِ لَعَذَّبَكَ. You have to have such a fear of Allah Almighty that were you to come to Him with the virtues of the two worlds, ثقلين, He would still chastise you. And وَرْجُ اللَّهَ رَجَاءً لَوْ جِئْتَهُ بِذُنُوبِ الثَّقَلَيْنِ لَرَحِمَكَ. And you have to pin such a hope on a God that were you to come to Him with the sins of the two worlds, He would still have compassion for you. Brothers and sisters, elsewhere, Imam alayhi salam also says in another hadith, نجوى العارفين تدور على ثلاثة أصول. The whisper of the mystics is based on three principles: الخوف والرجاء والحب, fear, hope, and love. فالخوف فرع العلم. Fear is the outcome of perfect knowledge of God, perfect knowledge of His attributes. والرجاء فرع اليقين. Hope is the result and fruit of certainty and yaqeen to God. والحب فرع المعرفة. And love is the offshoot of gnosis of Allah. So this is how we should strike a balance between these two, khawf and raja, as the words of the infallibles and specifically Imam Sajjad alayhi salam suggest. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.